Thank you, Ian. Well, we've reached our last set of news. Amongst this last batch, we hear of the launch of a City of Ale festival, a possible piano bar at St Michael at Plea, and the departure of the head coach at Norwich City Football Club. Rugby gets a mention too, as the promise of Norfolk player Jack Van Poortvliet is highlighted. That and a few other choice items make up our last slot of news. Norwich's month-long City of Ale Festival launched in style with a packed-out party at the Adrian Flux waterfront, marking the start of the 13th year of the celebration. Bringing together pubs, brewers and beer lovers, the festival has become a staple of the city's social calendar. Phil Cutter, co-chair of the festival and landlord of the Murderers, said, "City of Ale is a month-long celebration, showcasing what Norwich has to offer with pubs, beer and breweries. It's a great way to have people engage with pubs they wouldn't normally go into. Encouraging exploration, the festival's beer trails allow drinkers to collect stamps from participating pubs with a City of Ale pin badge up for grabs for those who complete a trail. A total of 47 pubs across Norwich are taking part in the festival. 7 beer trails are available, and this year's charity beer will raise money for Star Throwers, a Norfolk cancer support charity."
Plans to convert a historic church into a jazz piano bar have been criticised by people living close to the site. The proposal for St Michael at Plea Church in Redwell Street has been slammed for being too noisy. Under plans submitted by John Taylor, the Grade 1 listed site, owned by Historic Churches Trust, would be turned into a cultural social space. But a slew of homeowners, some of whose homes back onto the rear of the church, objected to the plan submitted last month, slamming the inappropriate late-night music venue. However, Mr. Taylor said his plans are for a much more chilled experience, saying, "I'm thinking of having piano players or acoustic bands playing until 10 p.m. and then late-night jazz until 1. If you want to create a space like this, there's a responsibility to not have a negative impact on people living nearby. A decision date on the plans has been set for June the 10th.
Jack Wilshere has left Norwich City by mutual consent. The Canarians confirmed, over the weekend, the first team coach, who had 2 games in interim charge at the end of the Championship season, had left Carrow Road. Wilshere is keen to explore head coach opportunities this summer after he was overlooked by sporting director Ben Napper in the ongoing search for Johannes Hoff Thorup's replacement. The 33-year-old was part of the Danes backroom team after joining from a role in Arsenal's academy in October 2024. Wilshere oversaw a goalless draw at Middlesbrough and a 4-2 final day home win against Cardiff City. "Jack made a big impact here in the time he was with us. He built great connections with our players and staff. We're all sad to see him move on," said Napper, quoted on the official site. A host of City players publicly backed the former England midfielder's credentials, but Napper cited Wilshere's lack of senior coaching experience in the decision not to consider him for the head coach vacancy.
Jack Van Poortvliet has spent his rugby upbringing idolising fellow Norfolk-born scrum half Ben Youngs, and now hopes to step into his sizeable shoes for club and country. Youngs is to retire at the end of the season following a career which has seen him become England's most capped men's player, represent the British and Irish Lions, and play more than 300 times for Leicester Tigers. Van Poortvliet could not have asked for anyone better to learn his trade at Mattioli Woods, Welford Road, and appears to be the 35-year-old's heir apparent. Lenny has been a huge help to me personally, said Van Portfleet, who played rugby at North Walsham at the age of 12 before joining the Tigers' academy pathway at 13. He was an idol growing up, particularly as someone growing up in Norfolk. There are not too many people from Norfolk who come through the system, so to have someone like him come through before me was a massive inspiration. Van Portfleet, 24, is hoping to add to his 15 England caps this summer as Steve Borthwick's side head to Argentina and the USA.
Norwich City legends will be out in force to take part in a match in memory of a young fan who died from cancer. Players from the club's past, including defender Adam Drury, midfielder Simon Lappin, and strikers Robert Fleck and Grant Holt, will be playing at the event on August the 31st. The match is part of Amber's Army continuing work to honour Amber Sheehy, Norwich City's Fan of the Year, who died on January the 14th, 2023, one day before her 9th birthday. Amber's mum and dad, Amanda and John Sheehy, set up Amber's Army after her death and continue to honour her legacy with various events such as tattoo days and festivals. Amanda said the event has the backing of Dereham Town Football Club, being played at Aldis Park, where a Norwich City Legends team will play an Amber's Army team.
An unusual sight saw motorists perform double takes on a Norfolk road. Traffic along the A1067 between Norwich and Fakenham included the usual mix of cars, vans and trucks, but also, strangely, a Cold War-era jet plane. The aircraft, a Hunter F6, was making its way from the City of Norwich Aviation Museum to its new home with Veterans Central at West Raynham near Fakenham. Ahead of the move, the jet's wings were removed and the main body of the plane was lifted onto the back of a low loader. The wings travelled separately on a second vehicle. The route took the aircraft towards Fakenham before turning south to the former RAF station, where it was unloaded by crane at the old station headquarters, which is the base of the Veterans Central charity, where the Hunter will be restored and repainted in the colours of 56 Squadron. This Hunter F6 aircraft had been at City of Norwich Aviation Museum for over 20 years, having seen service with the RAF in squadron, flying, training and ground training roles.
The Cullum Family Trust, set up by Norwich-born businessman Peter Cullum, CBE, has offered Norfolk County Council £2.2 million to help create school places. The offer is a huge boost for County Hall, which has been struggling to be able to provide suitable school places for children with special educational needs and disabilities. The money from the Trust would be used to create specialist resources bases at Acle Academy and Alderman Peel High School in Wells next to the sea. A total of £1.1 million would be invested in each school, with Conservative-controlled County Hall putting in the remaining £2.5 million costs. The National Autistic Society, on behalf of the Cullum Family Trust, is working in partnership with the Council and the Wensum Trust to develop Norfolk's first Cullum Centres. Those centres would provide special support to autistic children to help them thrive within a mainstream school.
Multi-million pound council plans to revamp a city park, which include an all-weather football pitch, have been revealed. Norwich City Council has unveiled artists' impressions, showing what Slobotan Park in NR3 might look like after an £8 million improvement project. The project will provide a new sports hub and changing rooms, a new all-weather pitch and a new play park area. There'll also be a multi-purpose pavilion, including cafe, public toilets and community room, a BMX track, a car park, new signage and lighting. The project is funded by £7.6 million from the government's Levelling Up Fund and £850,000 from the Greater Norwich Growth Board. As we reach the end of this weekly edition, we hope you have enjoyed it. The usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet. Turn the address label in the wallet over and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you're always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today, including those who deal with all our posts, edit the news items, and check what we send out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. As Lorna said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 76 5365. That's 01603 76 5365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, now all that remains is for Lorna and me to say we hope you've enjoyed listening and to say goodbye for this week.